John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Joining us now, ladies and gentlemen, he will be at the Soundwaves Room at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel in Atlantic City. Tickets are always available through Ticketmaster.com. His new album, Live in Portland, is just screaming up the charts. Number five on the chart right now?
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Brewer is here.
Morning, Johnny and the crew.
How's it going?
You know, you're one of the few people that does get away with calling me Johnny.
Johnny. I saw them pucker up when I said it.
You make it work, though. It's all about just how it sounds.
Yeah, it's the way it sounds. You know, because ever since I was a kid, my mother started it. Like, now his name is John. It's now Johnny. Right, because we got a lot of Johnny boys in my family.
Uh-huh.
And my mother was like, no, we're bringing that to an end right now.
Oh, Johnny. So what about Jonathan?
No, but not a Jonathan. Just a simple John.
Alonzo called him Jim earlier.
Yeah, he called me Jim. So
we're
going
with that.
Jimbo.
All right. I did an interview with Dave Mason once. He was in the studio, stoned out of his teeth. Right, and, and for some reason he starts calling me Bob, right, during the course of the conversation. So I kind of started calling him Fred, right, and he never noticed.
I'm the worst at doing that too. Back in the day, I would do radio and said, I swear to God, they go, "You went Roger Daltrey." I went, "Like the guy from the Who?" Like, yeah, he said he'd come on the show. Oh, my God, yeah. So I got 10 minutes with him. For the first 3 minutes, like, so, Robert, when you started doing this thing, Robert, you wanted the best. And finally he went, Robert, is this because you call me Robert? I went, oh, no, I meant Roger. That's what I meant. What an idiot.
Listen, I have some special things for you today because I know how, you know, I know what a baseball junkie you are, you know, and Alonzo was just in here and he's a big Mets fan also. So first off,
we swapped stories in the hallway.
So here's a song that you know well, but I don't know if you've ever heard the Philadelphia version.
Oh, no.
Meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kitties, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall.
Did they play that in stadium over the last few years?
Listen, Johnny.
This is choke the Mets. Choke the Mets, because if there's one thing your team can do.
We love choking. We love choking.
And I'll give you your choice. You can have either hat.
I remember the... I like the red one.
Okay, here,
I actually have one.
Which one looks like it got run over by a smaller tractor trailer?
I'm excited for you, bananas.
It's fun.
It's hopped up. I've watched almost every Phillies game.
Nice. Really?
Every single one. Even last night, the Rockies and all that, I've watched every single game. They are an exciting team. I love baseball.
I watch them.
I watch the Brewers.
Well, you have to watch the Brewers. They were named after you.
True. I never liked the Brewers until they got Yelich. Dude, I wanted Yelich.
He's an ugly person.
He really is.
I mean, he's not a pretty human being. He's not a good looking man.
No, he's not. He's not. But I think his wallet and his stardom is not going to have a problem finding the woman of his dreams.
Right. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah.
So let me ask you something, because we're both from the same neighborhood, sort of. All right. You know,
where are you from again?
I'm from Rosedale. You're from Valley Stream.
Oh, wow.
That's where
I used to buy marijuana.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
You had to come to us for marijuana?
Yes.
Because we had to go to Valley Stream for Quaaludes. So.
That makes sense.
You're like two junkies passing in the night.
What's your greatest memory of living on Long Island?
Greatest memory wrapped up in one?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm going to say...
Well, what do you miss? What do you miss about the world?
I'll tell you what I miss. I miss everyone sitting on their porch, hanging out. Everyone, there was always someone on the street. I didn't have to leave my street.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I miss. I miss from the minute the sun went up, being outside, to the minute even the sun went down, still
being
wanting
outside.
To be outside.
Right, yeah.
And even when we got older, it was just grabbing chairs and sitting in the driveway.
Right.
Wow. Yeah. You know, we thought we were on vacation. Yeah. I just don't see that where I'm at anymore.
Well, yes, but you have a large palatial estate with.
I definitely I have a larger
house than you did in Valley Stream. did you go to Central?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I graduated with Freddie Armisen.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yes. Me and Freddie graduated in 85. Fred Armisen was not. He wasn't the guy who was today. He was really into punk rock.
Yeah, were you in his band?
No, I was a metal guy. I was Priest, Maiden, AC/DC.
Okay.
He was, you know, he had a Dead Kennedys jacket. Like, who's this guy? And he also had a mohawk before mohawk existed. So he was a little bit, you know, he'd be called Freak. Like, here comes the Freak. Dude's got a mohawk. What's wrong with this kid? So, and Freddie, yeah, and then, so me and Freddie graduated, guy from Everclear or something. Was kidding.
Really?
Oh, Art Alexis?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, wow, cool.
Wow,
and
also,
cool. Buscemi is from Valley Stream Central.
I can picture
Get
that.
Out! I didn't know that.
Yeah, Larry Miller is from Valley Stream.
Yeah, that I know.
The Brothers McMahon, what are they?
I have no idea.
Now you lost me.
Yeah, you lost me too.
Oh my God! The actor from Brothers.
This is what happened.
Sounds like a folk band.
You know, you're 51 now. You're losing.
So annoying. He's a big actor, and I don't have my phone on me. He's a huge actor.
Right. Oh, wait, is his last name McMullen or what's he?
No, look at Brothers McMullen.
Sounds like a bluegrass group.
We're spending way too much time. People are driving off the road right now. Who cares?
Harper. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this because I know what you turned 51 this year. Is that what it was?
51. Yeah,
51. And did you did the doctor prescribe anything for you?
My wife wanted me to get my rear ends just blown out from the colonoscopy. Because
I love hearing stories about guys who go through this for the first time.
Right? Well, I'll tell you this: I did not want to do it. I don't like anything back there. I don't need wet naps. I don't want anything back there. I don't. It's too.
You got a real large bicycle seat, you know, just in case.
Yes. Even when you get hemorrhoids, I don't. No. I'd rather just fly it out. So my wife said, "No, you're getting a colonoscopy, and once you turn 50, insurance pays for it. So if you're 49, right, 11 months, 30 days, you're dropping $6,000-$7,000." To get your rear end cleaned out.
That's not a cleaning, it's a viewing.
It's a viewing and a cleaning.
Oh, and a cleaning beforehand.
I did the whole oil change.
Yeah, right, okay, all right.
All right? And
that's one hell of a dipstick.
Yes, it is.
What got me is when I went in that room and you see that hose and it has foot markers on it. Oh. You know, 1 foot,
they
2 foot,
show it to you?
You can't avoid it. It's hanging on a hook.
That's cruel.
It's hanging on a hook. And when I went in, I don't know if I want to do this. And a guy was being pulled in a gurney and he looked like a rhino that was pegged in the wilderness. It was a big human being. And when he went in the room, you could see through the... They had a window, and these two guys, you know, they're just lifting the leg, and you see the pole that's got to be 6 feet, and it just keeps going in and in and in. I'm not doing it. I'm out. And then they injected whatever they did, and I tell
propofol,
you what.
Propofol.
It was the best sleep I ever had in my entire lifetime. I begged the guy if I can go back at least 3 days a week. As if I get to sleep like that, I mean, you put whatever you want in my ass. Just make sure it's out when I wake up.
That's it.
But the worst part is the stuff you got to take beforehand. You go, which I did not know. She put that in a shake. Because she didn't tell me I had the day off and I thought we were going to go on a dinner date. No, she set it up.
Right.
And she put in my drink. She put in my mint chocolate chip shake.
Right.
And about 20 minutes into it, I had a gurgle up in my shoulder blade. Using that, it was up in the shoulder blade. Every 15 minutes, I'm peeing out my ass. And in the last 5 hours, is all air.
Ha 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 ha!
fast. I had to put chapstick on there.
Sounds like you're filling up a tire.
You know what? Yeah, it's exactly what it sounded like. What's the pressure?
Jim Brewer is appearing tonight and tomorrow night at Soundwaves Room and the Hard Rock Casino in Atlantic City. His new album, Live in Portland, number 5 on the Billboard charts, ladies and gentlemen. And going strong. If you want tickets to the show, they're available through Ticketmaster.com. It is always good to see you, my man.
You too. Well, I'll see you soon.
You're always welcome.
Good luck to your Phillies.
Well, we're counting on
it. The battles begin.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.